Welcome. This is Michael Wicket again, and I'm enormously excited about the wonderful possibilities that you have. I say that because the world is a place of almost unlimited opportunity, and we have a fantastic mind which has very few, if any, limitations. However, life is not based on what is available in the world. Life is based on what is in our creative minds. I had a wonderful teacher, Arnold Patton, along the way. And in his weekend seminar in 1982, he said that if you're not experiencing abundance in every area of your life, something inside of you is blocking it. Now, when I first heard that, I resisted it because I thought, boy, there's no way in the world that I would block my good. But as I came to understand mind principles better, I realized he was absolutely right. If we are not experiencing our heart's desires, if we're not experiencing the prosperity and the love and the joy we desire, there is an impediment to that experience. The impediment is not in the world, it is inside of us. You see, my friend, there's two ways to change your life. One is by putting new information in, and the second is by letting go of old information. And the second one is far more powerful than the first, because our minds are a pure energy field. When we let go of old images, when we let go of old impediments and reprogram our mind with new images, our lives change virtually immediately. What happens is that sometimes we go through life and at the conscious level, we struggle, we strive, we try to get life to work. And sometimes we don't understand why we don't get what we want because we cannot see sometimes the unconscious impediments that have been with us for a long, long time. The good news is that using the techniques of Jose Silva, we can go to the alpha level and we can remove, like cancel out for all time, any impediments that are keeping us from our heart's desire. Overcoming impediments so that you will be able to fulfill your mission in life. Think of it this way. Let's imagine tomorrow morning you got up and you got ready for work and you got dressed and you went over to your closet and you grabbed a 25-pound weight belt and strapped it on your left ankle. And then you reached into the closet and grabbed another 25-pound weight belt, strapped it on your right ankle. You now have 50 pounds on your body. And then you reached into the closet and grabbed a 50-pound belt for your waist and you strapped it on. Now you've got 100 pounds on your body. Let's suppose you reached in and grabbed a backpack that weighed 100 pounds and put it on your back. You would now have 200 pounds on your body. Let's imagine that all day tomorrow you walked around and the 200 pounds never left your body. Everywhere you went, the 200 pounds was on you. How do you suppose you'd feel by the end of the day? You'd feel pretty darn tired, wouldn't you? Let's suppose the 200 pounds didn't come off for the next week. You slept with it, you got up with it, you ate with it, you went to the bathroom with it, you drove in the car with it, you did your duties all day long, your work duties. By the end of a week, you'd be almost wiped out. Now, suppose the 200 pounds stayed on your body for a month, you'd probably be half dead. Now, none of us would consciously, deliberately do that, and yet we will go years and years and years carrying around emotional weights that weigh us down and short-circuit our possibilities. For most people, especially those who live at the conscious beta level of life, you can't remove impediments because you can't change your life at the beta level. Using the Silva Ultra Mind techniques, you can go down to the alpha level. You can cancel any and all impediments and old beliefs, and you can reprogram your mind with brand new images, and as a result, get a totally different outcome. Now, one of the great benefits to me from the Silva Mind techniques is to be able to do exactly this, because you see, I had, as you heard earlier, I've had an awful lot of negative programming in my life. Now, I don't blame anybody because I accepted those images into my mind, so I take total responsibility. But using the Silva techniques, I have gone back to some of the relationship blocks that I had. When I was 16 years old, my dear mother said to me, "Michael, I pity the girl that you marry." And that remark was so hurtful to me that not only did it never leave me, I believed it was true. I believed that I would never be somebody who could be a loving partner. I went back to the alpha level several years ago with the Silva techniques, and I brought up that image that I would never be able to be a loving person in a relationship, and I eradicated it. I canceled it out for all time. And I put in an image of me being a wonderful, loving partner. As a result of that, I created the most wonderful, loving, joyous relationship of my whole life. These techniques are very powerful. I wanted to be more peaceful. Now, going back 15, 20 years ago, I had a lot of bitterness and hatred toward a couple of people, and I dealt with a great deal of it with forgiveness techniques. When I learned the Silva techniques, I went to level and asked higher intelligence, what do I need to let go of? What is keeping me from being more peaceful? And it came to me that I had had some grudges, very deep grudges against just a couple of people. And it became obvious to me that was an impediment to being peaceful, because if you hate or resent, you can't be peaceful. It's one or the other. See, being peaceful is not just a conscious decision. It's a deep subconscious position. And so, on the screen of my mind, I brought up the images of a couple people that I held grudges against. Using the Silva techniques, I removed those grudges. I removed those blocks. I removed those impediments. And I sent them unconditional love and support. And I can tell you, in the last couple years of my life, I have enjoyed more peace than any time ever before. And I'm 57 years young in a couple weeks, so we're talking a long time. I've been able to eradicate some things that kept me from being more peaceful. Do I have a perfect life? No. Do I have peace every minute of the day? No. Do I have peace on a regular basis every day? Absolutely yes. But I use these techniques every morning of my life. And then I had some rather interesting program about business and money. I heard that money was the root of all evil. I heard that it didn't grow on trees and that it wasn't very spiritual. And I believe those things. I learned those things as a small child. I learned them from experts. I learned them from authority figures, so I believe them as true. Using the Silva techniques, I went to the alpha level. I looked at those beliefs and saw that those are impediments to me serving people all over the world. Those are impediments to me doing everything I wanted to do. And so I took such remarks as a friend of mine once said, Michael, face it, you weren't meant to be rich. I took those images that I had accepted as true, and I eradicated them from my consciousness using the Silva techniques. I totally, completely let them go, and I visualized the way I wanted to feel about business and money, the level that I wanted to go to, and the things that I wanted to happen. And very late in life, I changed my images about business and money.